Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me on Faith in the Morning. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. So thank you for adding us to your morning routine, whether you're watching on Faith Broadcasting Network, the Faith Plus app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, streaming on Facebook, YouTube, or TuVu. I'm so glad that you're a part this morning. Let's get started with our Faith in Morning Confession we say every single day because our words direct our life. It's important to say what God says about us. Were you ready to read with me? If you're watching on social media, find it in the description or the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I am increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me today to Job chapter 9, verse 10. Job chapter 9, verse 10. I want to read it to you from a few translations. Job chapter 9, verse 10. It says in the New Living Translation, he does great things too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. The Amplified Version says, who does great things beyond understanding, unfathomable, yes, marvelous and wondrous things without number. The Message Version says it this way, his miracle surprises can't be counted. So when we just look at those different translations from this one verse, I want to encourage you with this truth today. God is not out of miracles. Doesn't matter what you're facing. As you start your week, I want you to know God is not out of miracles. He has exactly what you need. Your situation has not caught him off guard, and God has a plan for your life. It is a good plan. We've shared before a lot of our podcasts last week that you are a miracle and God's doing miracles in your life. So you need to expect this is going to be a good week for you because God has miracles for you. So say out loud, put in the chat, say, this is going to be a good week for me because God has miracles for me. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, wherever you're watching, say, this is going to be a good week for me because God has miracles for me. You have to actively believe for miracles every single day. I was watching an old crusade clip of Oral Roberts from decades ago, and he was preaching in that big tent. And he says, if you want a miracle, you have to expect a miracle. Don't just wait for a miracle to hit you. You have to expect a miracle. That's why we say it in our Faith in Morning Confession. We want to get you in the habit of expecting miracles. So miracles are not a once in a moment rare occurrence, but it is your lifestyle. God has miracles for you. Miracles defined as an act of power, an act of supernatural force. Doesn't matter what you're facing. Doesn't matter what's coming against you this week. The miracle power of God can handle it, give you the victory, and turn things around for you. Go ahead, say out loud, put it in the chat. Say, things are turning for me. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat. Say, things are turning for me. God has great plans for you today. Now, today, you can tell my background is different because I have the special honor and privilege of recording this podcast from Sofia, Bulgaria at Christian Center Sofia with my friend, Pastor George. And there's a wonderful team here who is recording. There's so many people helping to record this podcast today. So I'm giving them a special shout out. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for helping me out today. And so, Pastor George, Pastor Georgie, would you like to add anything to what I shared today?
Thank you, Pastor Kerrig. I will say just keep the faith and win all battle.
Pastor Jordan?
I'm very encouraged by the message that you just shared, and I believe that with faith, everything is possible.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, everyone, make sure you subscribe to Faith in the Morning, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Make sure you read today's newsletter. It's already in the email box. If you want to know how to get the newsletter, you'll find it in the show notes and the description on social media. Read the newsletter, share this podcast with someone, and know something good is going to happen to you today. So expect miracles. I'll see you next time. God bless.